Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. Are you just like huddled near an open fire pit trying to stay warm up there?
I wish that was the case, but I'm shivering at my little desktop podcast area. And I don't know why, but this room is always very cold.
Aw.
But yeah,
you got power again.
We've got power.
Tell the people what happened.
Well, yeah, people, sorry. We were going to podcast last night, but we didn't have power here. It was off for 3 days for us. So that wasn't
as bad as
some people had it. Yeah. But it was.
Were you sleeping at the library? Did you sleep there?
I basically just I just had all the clothes on and I was under all the blankets and I barely left my bed. You know, I went to work on Sunday at the bookstore, you know, and that was nice to be in a heated environment. And then I came home and I crawled into bed in the clothes I wore at the bookstore. So I'm really embracing goblin mode now.
I
think the goblins are probably looking at us like, this is not what we had in mind.
Yeah, this is an insult. This is an insult to goblins.
You're just
everywhere.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, well, I'm glad you got it back on.
There's something that just sucks the life out of you when you don't have power, you know? I mean, it means
it can literally suck the life out of you.
It really can. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no water, no internet, no, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
And when it gets dark, it just makes you very, very despondent.
But, that's so sad. God,
and then, you know, no hospital. So that's what really.
And no hospital. Up. Yeah. And these, but you had to catch up all at once, right? We only had like 2 days, right?
2 days, right. And they were interesting days, I thought.
Yeah.
Although,
I guess before
we get into it, we should talk about the big
headline.
Well, there were two, actually. I don't know if you got the second one, which is sad, very sad.
What? I didn't, I guess.
Epiphany died.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. She was 55, I think, and they didn't say the cause yet. I think this was fairly new information. But
oh my gosh, no, I didn't see that. Oh, that's such a tragedy. Oh, wow.
No, we loved Epiphany, and she had so much potential for storylines, which they squandered again and again, you know?
Yeah,
so,
and they were kind of firing one up, though, with her studying to be a doctor and...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is a tragedy. I did not see that.
I know. It's been just a rough time lately. Lots of loss. You know, and then I guess the second piece probably won't seem as devastating, but, you know, Nicholas leaving, I think, is a bummer.
Do you know, do you have the scoop on it? Like, I saw something implying that he was fired, and I was like, well, I don't know if that's. Or did he get a juicy role in a movie or something? Or
I don't know either, but it sounded sort of like whatever his contract was, they just, I don't know, maybe they decided not to re-up. And I guess that's kind of the same as being fired. But
and now I feel badly because of all the Nicholas bashing we've done.
But I think at some point there we came around and we
were starting to come
really
around.
Like him.
Yeah.
And now I feel like, come on, this is one of the characters we like, you know? So
yeah, because he's just a hot mess. He's an absolute wreck.
One of the best lines, I can't remember if it was yesterday or today's episode, was when Elizabeth says, "This is emotional blackmail." And he goes, "Is it working?
Yes. Is it working?" Yeah. Yeah, that was
good. This great face.
I know. And I like those two together.
Yeah. Because they're both sort of, their moral compasses are so out of whack.
A little bit off, but they're both likable people.
Yeah,
so you're like,
they've definitely got their good points.
Yeah, and I liked her, Elizabeth, in the chapel, kind of asking God, like, I am a good person, right?
Yeah,
God?
I like that too. Yeah, she did a good job with that.
Yeah. And then I got thinking, like, well, are you, like you're a competent professional and you're
and one
a
of
good
the
mother
only
and
nurses in the hospital.
Yeah. Yep. And you're a loving person, but are you a
Yep.
good person? That, you know, that's hard to say
Yeah.
whether somebody's a good person or not.
It's true. Yeah, and your intentions don't necessarily matter, I guess, when it
Right, the
comes to
proof's in the
that.
pudding. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, she and Nicholas really couldn't have fucked their lives up more than they have,
No, and
but they tried.
I like that they were going down together, you know. It's
Yeah.
like, well, we're in this pretty deep, so.
I know. I thought it was kind of shitty of Nicholas to keep sort of acting like Elizabeth was sort of, right there with him the whole time when, I mean, this never would have happened if he hadn't
If he
decided,
hadn't kidnapped Esme, right? Yeah.
and sort of looped her into it
Yeah.
before she knew what was going on, really.
Right. And to ask her to betray him by going to the police about that, you know, like,
Yeah.
well, that would have been a hard thing to do to a friend.
Yeah,
So yeah,
yeah.
he was emotionally blackmailing her all along, all
All
along.
along, sort of,
Yeah.
yeah. And I don't think he thought it was as bad a thing to do as it actually was,
Yeah.
But
Well, and
in
it
the
got me wondering if they're going to kill him off as a character.
end, yeah, or if he's just gonna leave town or hope. I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna
I'm
bring in
still
another
waiting to see
person.
what the Christmas lights are going to do to somebody. That's going to be
Oh yeah.
something bad.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Esme could really sort of tie him up and kill him.
Or something, yeah. But yeah, so their storyline was good today, and I enjoyed Ava all the way through.
Oh
Ava was
yeah.
like such a menacing. She's
Yeah.
bigger than she's not a big person, but she's bigger than Elizabeth, and
Yeah,
you know, she was
definitely.
just overpowering her physically without even touching her. And
Yep.
yeah, that was pretty good. That was a good scene.
Yeah. And she's got all that energy and firepower from being scorned, and
So many times, yeah. So it's like Ava's back, evil Ava is
Yeah.
back.
Oh,
What is she gonna do?
don't want to have her bearing down on you.
Yeah.
Although I thought it was funny when she was talking to Nina. And said that Elizabeth had said she lost the baby, and so suddenly Ava's feeling like, well, maybe she
Like,
shouldn't
oh yeah, she can't. Yeah,
be as
can't
mean,
destroy their lives. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I was kind of glad if that had her pumping the brakes a little bit, I don't know. I don't want her to do anything so bad that she
That
won't
we
be
can't
able to.
redeem her as a character.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
We brought her back from being a murderer a while ago.
Right. She's been doing so well,
So
not
well.
murdering people.
Staying the course.
Yeah.
Elizabeth didn't actually say she had a miscarriage, though, which I thought was interesting. I thought, are they leaving that
Yeah.
open to, you know, she could have had an abortion. I didn't know if they were going to leave
Yeah.
that
She
open to
just said she
discussion, but
wasn't pregnant anymore, right? Or there wasn't a baby anymore. And that's how Ava chose to interpret it, that it was a miscarriage. Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably how they're going with it, but I thought, oh, that's interesting. Are we going to get political here? And
And yeah, Spencer was good, I thought, with his
gesturing with a book in his hand this time. I like that.
that's more challenging, I think, than
Yeah.
like two free hands. I would
But
have
the
liked to have known
constant
what the book was, though.
Yeah, what does Spencer read? What do you think? Some big like World War II history kind of
Yeah, probably.
history buff kind of guy. But I do get a little tired of the constant like the grandiose speeches to Nicholas about what a loser he is. It's like, how many
This
times
was,
can you do this, you know?
I know,
Like,
this might have been the biggest speech of that sort,
yeah. And
because
Nicholas just had to take it.
he just had to take it. And I wasn't really building a list in my head like Spencer has been. And it kind of caught me off guard a little bit, maybe because my brain's just frozen. But when he said, I didn't think you could go any lower. But now that you slept with Cameron's mom
Yeah,
and
I didn't make
all
the
of that,
connection to like Cam. I was like, oh, right, Cam. Okay.
I
Yeah.
guess this would be awkward.
A little bit awkward, but.
But they have to know they live in Port Charles and these things happen.
Yeah, I mean, they must have known that they used to sleep together back in the
Yeah.
day. Maybe they
Yeah.
don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but yeah, Nicholas sure has created a mess for himself. And it the more the further along they get in this little plan of theirs, the more absurd it is, right? Like somehow keeping Esme under wraps until she has the baby, you know.
Yeah, and now that they, well, we don't know for sure, but they assume she can't be the hook.
Right.
So what is their moral grounds for holding her? Yeah. Well, it's like, well, she's a bad person, you know?
Right. And she could, if she told everybody what had happened to her, both Nicholas and Elizabeth would be sort of ruined.
Right. At this point. Yeah. Yeah. And I guess Ava, she told people that Ava threw her over the parapet.
Yeah. She didn't, right. But. Right. Yeah. And I guess really, I mean, Nicholas, I feel like could somehow escape these charges or whatever. Like he can go back to being his, you know, his train wreck of a man. But Elizabeth probably would lose her license at least for some time. I guess we've had other people.
Right. Yeah. Because Nicholas doesn't actually have a job. So right, his reputation yeah. being ruined doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, that could have dire consequences for Elizabeth. For young yeah. Liz. Yeah.
Young Liz, gosh.
But I like seeing her sort of harder like this and making these uh-huh. calculated uh-huh. looks on her face and, you know, yep. being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love her as a loving mother, too, and the, you know, mm-hmm. girlfriend and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. I like seeing her kind of back with some meatier stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like her own character and not.
Yeah. Like a little more.
Something else.
Yeah, a little more complicated mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She's definitely earned another good storyline.
Yeah, and we'll see what
nonsense.
What happens with, I think the Finn thing will be done, but would there be any, you know, legs if they did get she and Nicholas back together, you know?
Hmm.
Like, really throw in together.
Yeah, right. Because that's kind of what Nicholas was trying to sell to Spencer, right? That he and Elizabeth
yeah,
wasn't
that
just
they had
playing.
A, right, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know why he was trying to sell that. Maybe just to make himself look better a little
I
bit.
I don't know. he doesn't really have the intellect to spin a yarn like this.
Yeah. And that's kind of why we grew to love him. Because
yeah.
he's like...
Yeah, he's flawed. He's deeply flawed.
Deeply flawed and mm-hmm. Not a real good problem solver, really.
Nope. He can't seem to anticipate complications.
Yeah. Yeah. He
sets down a path.
So I'm a little, yeah, I am a little sad because now we'll have to get used to somebody else or they're just going to take him away. I mean,
right.
They could just have him disappear with Esme.
Yeah, yeah,
and kind of put that storyline on hold till they decide.
Right.
You know,
I'd almost rather they did that than bring in somebody that we really might not like, because that's been the trend.
Yeah, like the guy that filled in for him a couple times.
Yeah.
He did a good job, but he had such a different energy.
Yeah, very different. He seemed like he could kick some ass.
Yeah, he was a much harder person.
And he would probably like give Spencer the back of his hand for speaking to him that way.
I wouldn't. Spencer is very practiced with his hands. He would probably
That's true.
Gesture all over you, you know.
Would be one of those slap fests.
Yeah. What else did we have? We saw Phyllis again. I'd kind of forgotten all about Phyllis.
That was nice, and that was a pretty nice little exchange between her and Nina, I thought.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's when Nina is a little more likable, you know.
Yeah, when there's no agenda, she's not really trying to put one over.
And she's actually trying to be a nice friend, which she does with Ava too.
Yeah, yeah, and that was pretty good too when she caught up with Ava at the gallery who'd been there all night, you know.
I enjoyed the look of the gallery. I like the new pieces.
It's very pop arty sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the big cherries. I guess they're cherries with the long stems. They're very shiny.
Yeah. Were you hypnotized by the shiny fruit?
A little bit. At first I thought they were apples. And then
I thought they were apples, but maybe the long stem, I guess, it does.
Or of a cherry. I don't
know.
Yeah, very pop art, very bright,
nice
bright
color.
Light. Yeah.
But we also had another nice talk between Joss and Carly when Carly
she was trying to get her to go to see Jax, and
yeah, but knew she couldn't really tell her what to do.
Yeah. I get the attraction to the bad boys, basically, she said.
Yes, that was the takeaway there, yeah. And then, go ahead, sorry.
I was a little confused as to why Joss was acting sort of antagonistic towards Dex when he first was there, like acting like...
Yeah.
Like when he'd been the one that had gotten punched by
right.
Spencer, and I don't know, she was acting all like, you know, like, well, you don't have to stay here, and you know, she's being all,
yeah, like, you know, I don't know, like dumping him before he dumped her or something like that.
Maybe I just felt like manufactured tension. I wasn't sure.
Right. And that seems to be like what happens so often, all the manufactured tension that's really not useful or convincing, really.
Yeah. What do you think of her jeans?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, she can pull that look off, right?
Yeah. I don't like those slits up the side at the bottom. I was kind of with the look overall. And then I was like, why do you have those slits up the side? That would be drafty.
It would be drafty, yeah. I don't know, Gia. But
all right.
Okay. Is that right?
That's all I have to say about that. yes, Dex and Joss still going to be a hot thing when it gets going.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just needs to go find Cam and break it to him.
Yeah.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, right around the holidays too.
Yeah, there'll probably be some like reason that she can't tell him till after Christmas or something.
Maybe you think they're going to have to go to the gingerbread jam?
Yeah, that was weird. Oh yeah, we had that storyline. That storyline has petered out, in my opinion.
Completely. They took everything all the potential that it had, and just like it evaporated.
Right? Yeah, two really great characters who really did have good chemistry, mm-hmm. and they made the plot line so ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. And made Brooklyn revert back to her old self, which, you know, she really hadn't been lately. I don't know.
Yeah. And they made him, Chase, be much meaner than he would be.
Yeah.
No, that's not really Chase.
Right.
I don't know. But, like, you know, he'll show up at the gingerbread jam.
I can't see him, you know, bailing on that gig for Blaze. Yeah. You know,
I wonder if there'll be some liaison with Blaze that she'll come upon, you know, that hurt her. I don't know. It's just going to be another one of those, like,
yeah,
you hurt me and I hurt you, and when will mm-hmm. we ever get together again? And, you know.
Yeah.
But the whole, like, I can't believe they dragged the whole Link thing out and the songs mm-hmm. and all that for so long when it was so uninteresting and convoluted.
Yeah, it was. And then, meanwhile, kind of like Chase said, you know, all this stuff is going on, like with the police department and everything, and he's just having to watch from the sidelines.
Yeah.
That must feel really shitty, you know.
Speaking of the police and mm-hmm. manufactured stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that today's thing was weird I felt like it was a manufactured scene to have Cody call Mac to look for Dante mm-hmm. to have this whole thing about Dante and Sam, you know, Dante being this tortured soul that doesn't, reveal like his feelings. And I think it was just so that they could have Cody and Mac have a moment.
Yeah. Well, and at first I thought he was trying to get to Dante again to just maybe sort of re-cement like this secret, you know, and
this blackmail that he's going to.
Yeah. But then it did sort of like it went all over the place. And I thought it was kind of just sloppy.
But I'm, God help me, I'm finding him a little less objectionable, Cody. Slightly less objectionable.
Yeah, I guess because everybody, well, you know, Mac has been very nice to him, so that sort of makes him seem like he might have some value, I guess. And if he's nice to Mac back, then
Mac back.
backpack. And then backpack. Also Sam is coming at him so hard with no, like, she doesn't know even what he's done. Right.
No, but she knows that he was blackmailing Spinelli, and she,
she knows that recent stuff. Yeah,
takes one to know one. She sees a grifter. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
and I thought Sam was looking fabulous. On a side note,
okay, that's valid.
Yeah, I like her. Like, some people actually look prettier as they get older. There's like a sweet spot where, you know, of course they're very pretty when they're young, but everybody's pretty when they're young. Pretty much, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, there's a beauty that goes with youth that's really just youth.
Yeah. It's just right. Okay.
It's all collagen and dewiness and promise, you know. Yeah. And then she's hitting a point where her face is really slimming down.
Uh-huh.
Just with age, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But and, I think she looks like she has more character now. She's not just like a hot babe, a hot little chicky babe.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's just as long as she doesn't have any more work done, I think that would be my advice.
Yeah. Don't have any more work done, people, you know? If you can help it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Carly looks very natural to me. She doesn't.
She
look
does.
Like she's
yeah.
Had anything done, and you know.
You never know, but.
But a lot.
I haven't
of people...
had any work done. Just FYI.
I went to have some work done and they said, I'm sorry, we don't have enough tools.
They turned you away.
Yeah.
but I did have my booster, if that counts as work being done.
Sometimes when you see like a lot of these Hollywood women who've had work done, they all start to look the same, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
The pressure must be great. Very great.
I guess, but I think a lot of it's internal also. You know, and it would be really hard to keep up your confidence and your self-esteem, you know, if you felt like, you know, there was always somebody else beating you to a job, I guess. But
yeah, or if you just see your storyline shifting away from romance to, you know, I don't know what, to some kind of medical storyline or
taping,
something.
Taping pine to a table.
Yeah. Or suddenly they're using you to do a segment on high blood pressure or something like that. Right. You're like, oh no, my shelf life is almost up. But
anywho,
okay, so we had that, the Cody, Mac, Dante.
Yeah, and also it seemed like Dante and TJ sort of, I don't know if they screwed up their lines or what, but it was, that was also a little bit like just a moment where it's like, what? You know,
when TJ was like coming down the stairs and he was like, I'm going to need all his medical records.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I was like, why do you need his medical records?
And
like,
then TJ said, well, if I can get anything for you or something like, and it's like, he just said what he needed. But I don't know. It was just kind of weird.
I would think you'd want like the autopsy report.
Yeah. And then Mac showed up with that. Right. So I think he was just supposed to say that he was waiting for Mac or something.
I think they were just ad-libbing.
Yeah, maybe. There's
well, Dante
no
was tired. He'd been up all night.
He looked
was Dante
tired.
Particularly attached to Rory? I can't really remember.
No, I don't think so.
That's why I felt like that was sort of manufactured, the whole tortured, tormented Dante thing. Yeah. I mean, obviously you'd be upset, but
And
like whether they're making him like a dark character that stayed up all night because he lost or I don't know.
Well, and they still haven't said anything about the dead guy in the apartment.
Right. Yeah, I've forgotten all about him.
So we have no idea what all of that is. And I feel like that should have been addressed.
I think so too, and it probably won't be until after Christmas, and we'll all be addle brain. We won't remember what's going on.
Yeah, and that's what they count on.
They do. We are addle brained, and they'll count on that.
Yeah.
The holiday revelry will increase our addled state.
Yeah, we'll just be very, very compromised.
Yeah.
Well, we had. Some mildly excruciating scenes with Drew and what's her name?
Oh, yeah. Janice? Janet?
I was going to say Deborah, but I have no idea.
Deborah? Denise? Was it Denise?
I think it was
Denise. That sounds right. I think it was.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, and Carly. I don't know. Do you think when Drew had his little flashback about Carly, he was starting to wonder if maybe she had lied?
I hope that he would think that.
I hope so too. I don't know if we
And
can
I hope
please
it breaks him up forever.
Yeah, I know.
They just need to find something for him to do that's not butting into everybody else's storylines.
Yeah. It seemed weird also that Alexis would have been so well connected at this point that she's got somebody willing to put in hours.
Yeah. It's like, Alexis, ace reporter.
Yeah.
It was weird. I was like, why is Alexis there? Confusing. Yeah, not digging that storyline. Also thought it was kind of rude of Michael and Willow to send the doctor out, as they pointed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she pointed out she's busy. And then they had this long conversation and got dressed again. Then,
I know. And then decided.
And then canceled their lunch date. Like, totally rude all the way around.
Kids today. But I would like to put in a vote for having more Dr. Navarro. We have seen her on occasion before.
And is that her name? Like, okay.
Yeah, she seems like she'd be a good addition, right?
Yeah. I'd like some more doctor stuff.
There's got to be more than two doctors in that building.
And there needs to be more than two doctors, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
boy, I'm still reeling about Epiphany. Man, that's...
I know.
I have to look that up if we're done here. Gosh, that must have been... Well, it wouldn't must have been, but I'm guessing that was a sudden, something.
Well, I don't know, because like you said last time we were on that we hadn't seen her in a while, and I wondered a little bit about that.
She will be missed.
Yeah, she will be.
Terrible.
She will be, yeah.
They're probably going to do a big tearjerker episode to honor her, I hope. That'll be rough.
I hope so, too. Yeah. Yeah, even like, Sunny, people like she was one of those
people interacted
who was friends
with all the
cool people in town,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. And right before the holidays, that's rough on a family.
I know.
Oh, Epiphany, we're sorry.
Yeah, we'll miss you, Epiphany.
Okay, back to fake life, not real life. What else? What other people did we have? What other players were on the board? Did we cover them all? Spencer? We didn't see Cam today.
No, we haven't seen much of Cam. Just a text. A text from Cam.
Yeah, which he hasn't answered yet.
Yeah.
My new phone, my old phone, when I texted... It didn't tell me whether somebody had read the text or not,
but
my new phone does tell me.
Ah, interesting. So I guess I'll have to keep reading your texts, huh?
I frequently, when people Facebook message me, I pull the screen down just to get the gist of it, but I don't want them to see that I've seen it.
Yeah,
and then, because I may or may not be prepared to answer right away. And I don't want them to go like, she just read that. And then she went away for 8 or 12 hours. You know what I mean? So I don't like that they can see that I opened it.
Yeah.
And now, can you tell that I've read your text?
No, but I can see the little dancing dots that let me know you're about to
respond. Oh, yeah. And I have that too. And
Yeah.
I didn't have that on my old phone. So this phone is superior in many, many ways.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It was time to upgrade, I think.
I have a lot of people that haven't caught on to the fact that I have a new Facebook moniker, a new Facebook page, and they keep messaging me on the old thing. And I'm like, can't catch me.
Gosh, Gia, you know how to have fun.
I'm fooling all you people. I'm not on there anymore. No, I don't know what I'm going to do about it because that phone's going to die soon, I think. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just won't matter who messages me.
Yeah, I don't know, Gia.
Well, sometimes it's just some guy trying to show you his pedal board or whatever, and you're like,
is that a euphemism for something? You can report that, Gosh.
Here's my new pedal board. It's like, midnight. I don't really feel like answering you back. But anyway.
That's a weird kind of booty call, I guess. It happens in your world.
Pedalboard world, yeah. Well, I made the mistake of asking for pictures of people's instrument cases because I wanted to get a new one, and so then I was flooded with
Hopefully,
pictures of,
instrument cases.
yes, of instrument cases.
Well, maybe some of them don't have a case for their instrument.
They just go commando, you know.
Who needs a case when you got in an instrument like this?
So
You
stunning.
gotta anticipate how people are gonna respond to these things, Gia. You're so naive.
Oh, we could go on and on. Sorry about that, but a little levity in a
A
dark,
little
dark night.
levity. Yeah. I guess we didn't have that much else. I mean, Sonny came over with Dex, and that seems, it's
I got
weird to see
confused about
Sonny.
what house we were in there for a
I
minute, but
know. I
what
yeah.
that hallway is that? I initially I was like, that hallway looked like Sonny's coffee shop, or
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
painting in the dark wood. But then they went in the other room, and it's like, oh no, this is Carly's now, Carly's house, right? Like that's, but did it look quite different, or so? I don't
It
know. I
did
was
kind of.
confused.
Yeah, usually we just see the kitchen now that it's Carly's
Yeah,
house.
and speaking of the kitchen, did the moss bowl shrink? It looks smaller than it used to.
Maybe the old moss bowl was
That's what she
demanding too
said.
much money. That's what she said. Yeah. They had to
Yeah,
hire a new
like
moss
you're
bowl.
out, but both you and Nicholas are out of
Nicholas, take
here.
your moss bowl and get out of here.
I just hope that Nicholas can continue being friends with Sonny and doing their wacky Instagram
I
posts. Like, I hope
know.
he doesn't move away and
I know. I did see a little like his sort of comments about leaving, and he did say that, he was going to keep in touch with Sonny
Oh, you saw comments? Was he
and
bitter? Was he
Scotty.
sad?
He was very sad. He said it
That
was a great family there, and he said like
um,
the fans were amazing. So
we are. I mean, we've been
know.
bashing him for all this time and just bash, 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 bash. I think we used the word gravitas a lot initially,
Oh, that reminds me,
speaking
there
about
was
what he didn't have enough of, you know, but
my favorite word of the episodes of this week so far. You might be able to even guess this. Feckless. That's what a word Ava used to describe Nicholas, and I thought that word
Oh
doesn't get
yeah,
used enough.
yeah.
Feckless.
Prince
That's a good word.
Feckless. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
That was good, yeah.
yeah, but I think it's safe to say that we have grown to love Nicholas.
Yeah. I mean, and some of it, which I don't know if that's fair, but some of it was because of his outside activities with the
Yeah, because he seems like
Instagram stuff and his
a
sense of
sweet,
humor.
funny guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh
jeez.
well.
Maybe he
I
didn't agree
don't
to like shower scenes or something,
know.
Because did we ever see him shower?
No, I mean, and Chase seems to carry that load
Yeah. No, poor Chase
like
is like,
single chestedly. Chase has to do all the I mean, and he's got it, so if he got it, flaunt
Yeah,
it, you know.
sure. Even
But
if it
I'm
does
sure.
seem very gratuitous sometimes,
I'm
but
sure Nicholas is, yeah, but you don't turn it off, do you don't look away, do you?
I pause the
You
TV
paused,
and I re-wet my contact lenses and then I hit play again.
Ooh, so much clearer.
All the
But I'm
pixels.
sure Nicholas could do a fine shirtless scene, but yeah, we
I
haven't seen
think
him in a while.
so. Yeah, I don't recall seeing one.
We don't know what their contracts are like, but we know that his ended poorly, apparently.
Ended poorly, yep. Yeah, and I'm sure he will hopefully get snapped up somewhere good,
Yeah.
It might
I
just
saw
be a
him.
couple of those Hallmark movies, but
Oh, is that where they all end up? I saw him years ago on, what was it? Some cop show. I can't remember what it was. And he was playing a somewhat questionable priest.
That sounds right.
Yeah, and it was pretty good. He was kind of like a ladies' man priest. Not a like child molester, but but you know, he was playing footsie with all the lonely housewives in the church.
That seems like something that he was born to play.
Yeah, he pulled it off pretty well. Mm-hmm. So I hope he doesn't. And not that I guess there's anything wrong with Hallmark. I mean, like we're able to stand on our high ground and go like, oh, Hallmark, we're talking about a soap opera that we've watched for a million years.
I know, but some of those Hallmark movies are so formulaic and they just kind of make you feel like you need a shower afterwards, you know, because they're just so,
I don't think I've ever actually watched one.
Although I will say that the one with Nathan, the one that I saw with Nathan was pretty good.
I think we're getting a little glimpse into your
to my very sad life.
Your activities outside of work.
My activities outside of work.
Hopefully that's not during work.
Singular. But... it's just activity. Yeah.
Activity outside of work, yeah.
Well, I like to think of myself as a bit of a scholar when it comes to television.
Well, there is such a thing. I mean, that's, you know, people review these shows and there's a rich landscape out there.
Right now. I feel like I guess we should be a little, we should tread lightly because these people have real careers and lives and stuff. And
they do, and they've got bills to pay. And
they've got bills.
We don't have, well, you have a real career and life. I don't really have a real career or much of a life, but you got to respect them just like Aerosmith.
Yeah. Well, they do work very hard, I think, especially soap actors. We've talked about that before, how hard
it is the daily grind. And how quickly they must have to learn their scenes to
I mean, if we've learned anything from Joey Tribbiani, it's not easy.
Although he was pretty good back in the day when he was the soap guy.
I love that they used a real soap, you know.
Oh, did they? I didn't even know that.
But... Yeah. Days of Our Lives.
Oh, was it? I don't remember. You're more of a friend scholar than I am.
I think it's, I don't know if scholar is the word. It's sort of like a fanatic. It's something unhealthy, I think.
Do you have Chandler's book? Have you read Chandler's?
I haven't read Chandler's book. I think... Courtney Cox has been nice about like finding ways to help promote it, I think. So that's sweet.
Yeah. Does it need promoting? Are you selling it at your bookstore?
Yeah, we are. And we have sold some. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'd be a shock to anybody that he was a mess. I mean, he got down to 48 pounds at one point or something. It's like, anybody going to mention that Chandler's skeletal right now? You know, nobody's. Yeah.
And then he also got a little bit puffy, like probably from.
Yeah, right. So,
poor fella.
I'm a little bit puffy.
Yeah, I have ill-fitting Carhartts at this point.
I honestly never got dressed today. This
I don't think I would have, but I had to go out.
My husband, like, I was still whimpering on the couch, still like in fetal position on my other arm that wasn't hurting. And
her booster, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah, sorry, booster.
Not because of anything untoward.
Oh happening. No. I got my booster and it's just kicking my butt this time around, which I guess is good. That means I'm mounting a serious response. But But yeah, I was in a bad way till at least noon, and he took pity and brought me some water and ibuprofen and then he left.
I'm out of here.
But it's real. It's real, people.
Yeah. Well, I think the benefits probably hopefully outweigh.
Oh, they do. Yeah, for sure. And with travel coming up, that was the thinking. Arm yourself against the hordes of savages out at the airports.
It's just
how many masks can I put on?
Yeah, it's still just going to be circulating, I guess.
It is, and hopefully it will, become another common cold. But when you're visiting old people, you just want to make sure you're not carrying. I mean, we are old people as well.
Oh, true. Yes, good point.
When octogenarians, I guess I mean.
Yeah, not just.
What's after octogenarian? How do you say that?
I think a nonagenarian.
Nonagenarian?
I think so.
Is it Latin?
I don't know what
where is this coming from? Why do they make it so difficult to say?
Just the way you said that.
Once again, I sounded like Jiminy Glick, didn't I?
Is that Latin? What if it is? Are you gonna break it down? I'm gonna.
Yeah, mo, amas, amat.
Oh,
I was actually
dear.
Pretty good at Latin, believe it or not.
Okay, all right.
Back in the day. They would pass my test around for people to cheat off of in the classroom.
Oh, that's high praise.
We had a teacher that had really just thrown in the towel. Like, how could she have not seen that that was happening?
Yeah, no,
She was tired. She was so tired.
And yeah. God, looking back, you think, how could you not be tired being a teacher?
Oh, I know. I feel. I remember we used to, like, every day before she came in, we'd do shit like we'd turn all the desks backwards or so, you know, we'd do some like.
What a bunch of little assholes.
I know, little Latin assholes. I know. And she was really a very nice lady. Mrs. Jeter. Are you out there, Mrs. Jeter? She was good natured about it, but anyway.
Yeah, I guess you have to be. I guess just surrender to it.
Yeah,
so all these little assholes will never make it.
I know. Reason. Yeah, I never use Latin for anything, and they'll hear Latin. We won't even recognize it. It'll ring a vague bell.
No, all we know of Latin is what we heard from the original Nicholas.
Right. That's right. Was it? Was he helping Emily study Latin or something
Seems
like that?
Seems like it, or yeah, something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anyway, we brought it back around to General Hospital. That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. It was a sharp, really sort of crazy detour, but yeah, we got it.
Yeah. Well, we're known for that off the tracks behavior.
Yeah, you're not going to get where you want to go with us, people.
We don't get where we want to go.
No,
I mean,
no, we're going nowhere fast or nowhere sort of slowly.
And on that note,
publication
of this quality product may be a little spotty over the holidays.
Oh, we'll right.
Put
right.
that out
yes.
there now.
She is going to be traveling.
Going to be traveling. Yeah.
Thursday, did you say, Gia?
Yeah.
What time?
And actually, don't they just show?
Oh, that's true. There might be some...
for a while, so we might have a little grace period there. But
hard to say with Christmas being on the weekend. We'll see.
But oh, that's true. Yeah. That's
but true. Please that. Be patient with us, America and the world.
Yes. Yeah, and thank you for listening, whoever you
yes.
are.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. All right. I'm. Okay. Gonna go look up the sad news about Epiphany.
Yeah. Okay, Gia.
All right, Keisha. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Hope you
okay. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.